This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 465 for Thursday, July 6th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mostly higher Thursday morning, recovering from overnight losses, although the market is choppy, seeing consolidation after yesterday's larger rally. Canola up 1 to nearly $5 in early trade, November up $4.90 at $768 per ton. Hot and dry long-range forecasts are keeping a weather premium in the market, although recent gains were thought to be looking overdone. Losses in Chicago soy oil futures are putting some pressure on the canola market this morning, although European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil markets were mixed in overnight trade. The Canadian dollar is softer this morning, down about a third of a cent, and that is supportive. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat are both lower, while corn is posting gains. Soybeans thought to be due for a correction after recent advances. The November contract, it's down 14 cents at $13.40 per bushel. Losses in crude oil were weighing on world vegetable oil markets today, contributing to the losses. Large soybean supplies out of Brazil are also weighing on U.S. prices, limiting demand for U.S. beans. But weekly export sales data will be delayed until tomorrow. Recent rains are thought to be helping ease drought concerns somewhat in parts of the U.S. Corn Belt. While those easing drought concerns are also weighing on corn this morning, the corn market had posted losses earlier this week and is now seeing a bit of a correction. The September contract up 6 cents at $4.91 per bushel. Chart-based positioning contributed to the gains as corn uncovered some technical support to the downside. U.S. wheat futures did trade to both sides of unchanged overnight, but are lower across the board as the day session moves ahead. Minneapolis down 4 cents in September at $8.53 per bushel. Kansas City 12 cents lower in the September contract at $8.33 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 20 cents in the September contract at $6.53 per bushel. Seasonal harvest pressure and improving moisture conditions in some spring wheat areas contributed to the declines, although yields remain poor for U.S. winter wheat, while the spring wheat will need more moisture going ahead. Uncertainty over the Black Sea grain deal, set to expire in 2 weeks, did keep some caution in the wheat market as Russia continues to say it won't extend the agreement, allowing Ukrainian grain to move through the Black Sea. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, July 6th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.